Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 26th day of October, 2007. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. And we're going to have open phones in the first, second, and third hour today at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The dollar plunged to its all-time record low again today, new lows every week. Oil went to over $92 a barrel at the urging of the heads of the IMF, the World Bank, and the Federal Reserve, Bank of England, Exchequer. They give the orders, the dollar goes down, the yuppies run around acting stylish and giggling and snickering at anyone that says that there's global elites or power structures or that you have to defend your liberty. That's the biggest joke they ever heard. And if you tell them that the dollar being devalued is absolutely devastating, they again will snicker. All right, I don't mean to get off into attacking them. I'm just getting really tired of the 10, 15, 20% of people in this country that still buy whatever this criminal establishment says, whatever they push. Though I've been trumpeting the ongoing Gallup polls and Scripps Howard News Service polls that together, separate polls, show an 11% approval rating for Congress, I guess the public really is awake, but there still is that cadre of people that snicker and giggle. I found another scientific poll last night, it's here in my stack, where 95% of Americans, quote, do not trust George Bush. 95%. But I guess the 5% are like one of the Dolphins football players was going over to England, London, to have a football tournament game. And he was trying to hire an interpreter for the trip over and told the press, well, yeah, won't I need an interpreter when I'm in England? No, that's where English comes from, Bubba. That's where it comes from. So, see, when the general public can't find the U.S. on a map and think that, I've seen other reports where Americans think that they speak a foreign language in England. It really, really boggles the mind sometimes, but that's what they've done to the public. I guarantee you that football player knows all about acting cool at parties. He knows all about acting like he knows everything. He knows all about his false political paradigm. He probably likes Hillary Clinton. But when it comes to the real world, he has absolutely no grasp of anything. Now, there's degrees of that in the public. You've got people who've got multiple letters after their name and have jobs getting paid $200,000 a year. But outside of their own area of expertise or outside of the false so-called intelligentsia roadmap that they're given, which itself is as comical as the general public that thinks England speaks a different language than English, there's just really, it's something we all have to worry about and be concerned about, because no wonder they can still sell the public, some of them, on 9/11 not being an inside job. No wonder they can sell them on that Iran has the WMDs now. Or they can sell them on just ridiculous issues, because the public has no gauge by which to compare what they're being told. Let me just tell everybody something. I know my listeners know this, but it's hard to believe that a lot of Americans don't know. English comes from England. English, England. That's where it comes from. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the sun oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, my 16th and most powerful film. Exploded onto the internet last night without any hiccups, streaming out via our content distribution network systems at 4x T1 speeds, and of course going out on 5 backup servers for your downloads, with my IT man staying up all night to juggle the downloads in between the 5 servers and then the separate content distribution network made up of over 100 servers. So we certainly are getting PrisonPlanet.tv ironed out and better for the members of PrisonPlanet.tv who literally fund our operations against the globalists at TruthNews.us, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, ArnoldExposed.com, MartialLaw911.info. And next time I ever get a hack attack from the feds, a confirmed attack, we will launch another website. By the way, that's a little secret about the web. We create one website, it doesn't make the other website stop getting less traffic, it makes it get more. We're just multiplying, like the New World Order says, like Glenn Beck says, we're a disease spreading the truth. No, my friends, the New World Order is the disease, and we are the white blood cells coming in with our little tentacle arms and latching on and just chewing right into the hind end, right into the bellies, right into the necks of the New World Order. By the way, I have a large stack of news dealing with genetic engineering, bioweapons, race-specific bioweapons, cancer statistics just exploding off the charts, the poisoning of the public intensifying. I wish the New World Order would stop. But we all know they're not going to stop all the things they're doing to us, and we're just going to have to recognize them for the enemies they are, and we're going to have to take action against them. Let me just play this first before I forget. This is Bill Clinton a couple days ago when We Are Change Minnesota confronted him, and these exchanges went on off and on for 10 minutes. That raw footage, I'm told, is going up today or tomorrow. But this is just a few seconds of it from a local newscast, and it's that same, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, with this fake consternation, this fake indignance and outrage. Clinton, you look as guilty as a cat caught with a canary in its mouth. We know you carried out the op on the first World Trade Center attack. That's even mainstream news. Your FBI did. And we know that you carried out Oklahoma City. That's even mainstream news now. And we're sick of you. We're sick of your bosses carrying out 9/11. Now, we know you want to run your commissariat ops here. You're bought and paid for by foreign interest. But we're not going to go along with it. So here's Bill Clinton.
An inside job? How dare you? How dare you?
The hecklers were removed from the crowd. Tickets to the State Theater went for between $25 and $100, and tickets for a fundraiser earlier in the night went around $1,000 to $2,300.
Let's play his lordship again. How dare you? How dare you?
An inside job? How dare you? How dare you?
Again, play this murderer one more time.
An inside job? How dare you? How dare you?
And I know so many liberals who even know that Clinton was involved in Mena, Arkansas, and all those murders and all these serious things, and they'll just say, but he's better than Bush. He's so intelligent. He's so smart. I mean, yeah, compared to Bush, it's not as insulting that, you know, he's actually a smart, evil, Dr. Evil running things instead of a bumbling, malfunctioning one. But it doesn't matter. They're puppets to begin with. By the way, later in the hour, I'm going to get into the last few days' reportage. I have dropped the ball on this. There were some stories the last 2 days at PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us. The Fox News and the federal government running around saying they think Al-Qaeda set the fires out in California, the fires they have every year when the big Santa Ana winds of 60 to 70 miles an hour keep blowing for weeks straight. You throw a cigarette out, fireworks, a campfire. And sometimes it's scumbag, anarchist-type kids out doing it. It's very serious, and at least 8 people have died. And, of course, it's just destroyed tens of thousands of homes, burned over, 500-plus square miles. And then Fox said, oh, we have a memo, 5 days old, Al-Qaeda was going to do this. And it turns out it's 4 years old and then comes out of a whole package of fake intelligence that Bush put out. But that doesn't matter. I mean, Bush gets up and says, the Liberty Tower, they were going to blow that up in L.A., but we stopped them with tough interrogation, i.e. torture. Now, which one of these attacks would you have wanted to go ahead and happen? Of course, it turned out that that Liberty Tower wasn't even real. The building isn't named Liberty Tower. They even just pick buildings that aren't even named that and shoot video of them. They picked that building because they had footage of a flying saucer blowing it up in the movie Independence Day. I'm not kidding. And they cropped it out on TV and showed it blowing up because that was a simulation they had from a movie. And they thought, well, the name of the tower had nothing to do with Liberty, but let's call it Liberty for the image of it blowing up. I mean, they sit around and they go for the most base propaganda because they know. I would say, well, I wouldn't say, we know that 20 plus percent, what was 25% in one of those big national university studies they did a few months ago that got so much attention, that can't find the United States on a map. The media said one-fifth spinning it. It was way over that. What one-fifth would have been like 20%. It's above that. And they know that 25% of the public, folks, does not even know what planet they're on. I mean, they have, and so you show them a tower and a flying saucer blowing it up and saying Al-Qaeda did it, they think Al-Qaeda's blowing skyscrapers up in L.A. And just to illustrate that, I was mentioning that football player earlier, and this is out of the Palm Beach Post last night. Crowder learns he won't need translator in London. The gregarious Dolphins linebacker, Channing Crowder, confessed today he didn't know until Tuesday that people spoke English in London. Crowder, a former, well, there's so much immigration, they pretty much don't know. Crowder, it's more foreigner than English, real travesty. Crowder, a former, what a cultural treasure, totally sacked and destroyed, but Crowder, a former Florida Gator and Atlanta native, apparently isn't sure where the plane is headed when it takes off this afternoon for Sunday's game against the New York Giants in Wembley Stadium. I couldn't find London on a map if they didn't have the names of the countries, Crowder said. I swear, I don't know what nothing is. I know Italy looks like a boot. I learned that. I know Washington Redskins linebacker London Fletcher. We did a football camp together, so I know him. That's the closest thing I know to London. He's black, so I'm sure he's not from London. I'm sure that's a coincidental name. I mean, see, these people, I mean, but he's not a bad person. I mean, he's like 25% of the public. I talk to people in stores on the street. They can't even talk now. They morally, it's like they grunt and whoop and say half words and kind of splitter about. And the media and the culture is reducing the words and the language down, 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 as Orwell wrote. And it just goes on that he thought he needed an interpreter when he was going to go to London. So you can't make this type of stuff up. Now, what's on the plate for really serious news today? Oil briefly spiked above $92 a barrel before dropping down to $91, all-time record just a week ago. Dollar sinks to new all-time low. Dollar continues to sink with interest rate talks in high gear. Yeah, they're talking about cutting it even further. That will please those of you that enjoy the vapor, the pipe dream, the projection, the hologram that is the stock market. And you're lying to yourselves. Again, I talk to adults who are successful businessmen, and I explain to them that the stock market is at 14,000, but that the dollar has been more than 60% devalued. Please don't send me an email or do some YouTube video showing me 2 months ago saying it's at 50%, and then going, look, he says 60 now, he said 50 then. It's dropping. That's the people play games with statistics and things I give like that. They're very manipulative. Yeah, it's my point. It's the same thing with abortion. It's a claim come up many times. They go, what is it, 47 million or 50 million, Alex? Well, you get a show from 3-4 years ago, I'll be saying 47 million. And I'll be saying 50 million. That was last year's numbers. I don't know. It must be bigger now. But I'm already digressing there. It doesn't matter. The point is the dollar is being devalued. And people will do whatever they can to mentally get around this fact. If the dollar is devalued by more than half, it will take more money to buy the stocks. The stock market is really at about 6,700. We did the math a few weeks ago. It's probably about 6,200 right now with the dollar dropping and the stock market dropping. See, that's not up. That's down.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion, and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment.
I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the National ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far.
Well, I tell you this. What I don't want is your cancer viruses that you put in the vaccines precipitating into my guts and giving me some type of intestinal or colon cancer. I've got the studies on that, all the people you're killing with that, you sicko eugenics control freaks. I've had enough of it, man. I was just reading some more stuff during the break. Just never ends with these people. And they're just so dastardly, so wicked, and the general public doesn't know what continent they live on. Defenseless against them. We've got to wake these people up. And tell the cops and FBI and everybody else, this New World Order hates you too. They'll shoot your kids up full of stuff that will kill them, leukemia, you name it. They'll shoot them up full of AIDS virus. Bayer caught red-handed knowing it had AIDS in it and shipping it out to millions over 10 years. And how... You talk about how dare you just say I'm lying? How dare you not check into the claims I just made? These are some pretty big claims. These are some big claims. And so you better go see if they're true. And you know what you're going to find out? You already know it in your gut. I'm telling the truth. You know Bill Clinton's a liar. And you know I'm telling the truth. In your gut, you know Bill Clinton's a liar. In your gut, you know that George Bush is a liar, and in your gut, you know, I'm telling you the truth right now. I'm freaked out. I'm tired of all the things I see and happening. I just want to I want to get out of here. I want to beat them. I want to get them off our back. I mean, you ever get sick of a mean boss you got, or some bad employee, or some evil neighbor, or a mean wife, or a mean husband, whatever it is, or a mean cousin? You just want them out of your life? Well, imagine, I want this stinking New World Order out of my life. Always hanging over us, no telling when they're going to launch some bio attack or blow a city up or hijack jets or blow up some embassy. We've caught them hundreds of times doing it. I mean, admitted times where they admit they've done it. Not the stuff where it's still being debated like 9/11. I'm tired of it! All right, let me just cover news. I really am getting upset. I mean, it gets to a point where this is such a serious issue, it almost insults the issue to do the whole radio shtick and sit here and cover it in an interesting fashion. It's kind of like just have a moment of silence for humanity and all the carnage and everything that's taking place. In fact, let's just have one right now. I can't even talk right now. I mean, I make fun of the general public. I'm not making fun of them. I'm trying to shame them. They may be driving along on their car or on the back of their tractor or in their squad car or listening in their office. And I just want to somehow shame them into stop their snickering and their giggling about all this, just to look into it. It's true. It's real. It's documented. It's upsetting. And if you would just wake up, we could fix a lot of problems we've got. The world will never be a perfect place, but we can certainly make it a lot better. But when you give up and decide that you can't fight corruption and that you shouldn't be involved, you get a cynical attitude and you disengage, bad things happen every time, and it gets really bad. Fast. Oil briefly spikes above $92 a barrel. Dollar sinks to a new all-time low, $1.4319 to the euro, with an euro opening in 2000 at 80 cents. 80 to 143 is 63.19 movement. 63-cent movement plus. Devastating. Devastating. I mean, the loonie just a decade ago was at 63 cents to the dollar in Canada. It's worth two more cents than the dollar right now. And if you would just get upset politically about it, instead of going to stupid Hillary rallies and talking about old socialist garbage and hearing all her promises, or going to Fred Thompson stuff, he's an actor meant to stall conservatives so Ron Paul doesn't win, so Hillary gets in. I mean, come on, stop being scammed.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
To the wind, the sun, and the rain. We can be like this. Come on, baby, don't feel free. Baby, take my hand. Don't feel free. We'll be able to fly. Don't feel free. Baby, I'm your man.
All you worldly people, your possessions are going to break. They're going to rot. They're going to fall apart. Your good looks are going to wear away. Your skin is going to wrinkle and twist and burn. Your eyes are going to dim. Your hearing is going to fade. You're going to die one day. All the power, all the corruption, everything you've done is going to finally come to an end. That disgusting maxim of the twit, of the loser.
Romeo and Juliet,
that the man who dies with the most toys wins. The man who dies with the most junk. Just know that, all you arrogant, full of yourselves know-it-alls out there. who think you've got all the answers and think you don't need to be involved in your society and who laugh at those of us that fight tyranny, just know this, you're going to be humbled. You're going to be brought low like every one of us. Death is 100%. And that's why it's the great equalizer. And that's why the global elite are obsessed with life extension technologies. And that's why they also revel in taking our lives away and in shortening our lives. This is the all-consuming drive of the New World Order, and it is exposed in the preeminent testament in our modern age to the true geopolitical essence of what we face. It is End Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Available at prisonplanet.tv right now in super high quality flash windows and QuickTime and for download in all three formats. So I guess that's with four flashes, three QuickTimes, three windows, and then downloads of all those as well. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 different ways to get it. And again, you can start downloading the highest quality flash, even if you have a bad connection. It'll just take a few hours. Instead of having a good connection, you can watch it live while it downloads to your computer. And then when you're done downloading it to your computer, you can start burning it to disc and DVDs and giving them to people. A factory, a fulcrum, a armory, a arsenal in the fight for liberty. That's what prisonplanet.tv is right now. Or you can call and get it in the very best, highest quality on DVD, crisp and absolutely powerful, in the pretty foil-wrapped cover at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. By the way, we have a discount where you can get 10 endgames for $10 a piece, and then your Christmas shopping is done. You don't have to go around and fight the crowds and buy them baubles and crud and fruitcakes and ties and sweaters they don't want or some obnoxious reindeer wind-up toy. You can give them Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And even if you're giving people other gifts, go burn copies at prisonplanet.tv and say, oh, a stocking stuffer, here's Endgame. Very interesting. Watch it and tell me what you think of it. Then you'll understand why they kill so many of us. Then you'll understand why they test chemicals and biologicals and radiologicals on us with absolutely no conscience. They do it with pleasure, believing it's a holy thing they do. A loving thing they do for Gaia. Because Gaia needs blood, great black founts of blood. I say great black founts of blood. You ever seen blood really pour out? Pours out, it's like a dark purple, it's almost black. Black founts of blood is what Gaia needs. The UN even says that in their biological diversity assessment. It actually says that they should bring back human sacrifice. You can't make this type of stuff up. It's so over the top. It's so crazy. Yes, you're living in a science fiction movie. You're living in something like The Wicker Man, some horror movie, but it's not some little island off the coast of Wales. I know Wales is inland. They're off the coast of Cornwall, you know, in the movie setting, or off the coast of Scotland. And they've set it in different places. I've seen two of those different films. I think they did one where it's supposedly set in the U.S. And, you know, the devil worshippers for the harvest, they want to burn him up in a wicker man to make the harvest come in good. And he's got to be a hero. He's got to be someone who came from outside trying to save someone. So they lure him in. He's a police officer, and they kill him. You know, that was really done. They would kill a hero. Was the highest form of sacrifice. And they would tie him up in a wicker man and burn him to death. All the little pagans, they always say, oh, no, we're not into that. That's lies of the Christian church. That's lies. There's never been any devil worship. There's never been any human sacrifice. Oh, really? That's why Julius Caesar wrote about it? That's why they dig up all the bones and all the bodies and get them out of the peat bogs? That's why it's in their own Gaelic and Norse and Welsh histories and Germanic histories and Ostrogoth and Visigoth histories. I mean, let's just get honest about what we're dealing with. And we have a global elite that follows that. And they like to kill. They're very pious about it, very solemn. They're Luciferians. And under them are the Satanists who just enjoy the revelry and the destruction and the death. But the Luciferians are far more dangerous and far more powerful. Because they are committed and they work together, unlike patriots. They are focused in their goal. They are directed by the dark energy force that empowers their new world order. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement is now available at InfoWars.com, as I said, or watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv. This message needs to be gotten out to people. The question is, will you heed the call? Will you come to the call? All right, I got Trish, Anthony, Megan. Is it Jack or Jake? Chris and others that are holding and... Again, let me just run through the news here, just some of the news. Gold prices strikes fresh 27-year peak. Gold price strikes fresh 27-year peak. Very interesting financial news, isn't it? Oil goes above $92, sinks a new low. And I know every day it's a new low, and I just keep mentioning this to people. I'm in dumbfounded amazement. I mean, I knew the globalists were going to do this. They said they were going to do this. But just to see them carry it out, it's grievous to our economy in a long-term way. It's not just a recession. And they said they'd do it, but to have them drop the hammer, pull the switch, pull the lever, drop the guillotine, and to know what this is going to do by the middle of next year, I mean, it's already causing big problems. And it's going to be so frustrating to watch the yuppie so-called intelligentsia parrot like a pack of macaws, a flock of macaw parrots, or cockatoos, what the media tells them caused all this when they finally learn about it. And then they'll be telling you, did you know the dollar's devalued? And do you know what that means? Explaining what it means to you. And you'll be just looking at them in stunned amazement. And they'll tell you how Bush was trying to save you or how Hillary has a plan to jack the dollar back up. And, you know, if we have a union, if we team up economically with Mexico and Canada, that will boost the dollar. And the minute they sign the treaty, the bankers will jack the dollar up 10, 20 cents. And they'll say, see? See, we had to team up like Europe. This has all officially been announced. SPP has said, their different board members, it's in their documents, that the dollar is going to go down and then that they'll dollarize Canada and Mexico, that's really the Amero, and that it'll then go back up, see? And that's what the trilateral said back in the 70s. And we'll have to watch all that. Oh, man. It's unbelievable. Herding the foolish public towards total enslavement. Reports suggest broader losses from mortgages, New York Times. Every time economists and Wall Street executives think they've acknowledged the full extent of the losses from the meltdown in the real estate mortgages, more bad news turns up. Merrill Lynch yesterday said that it would take a charge for mortgage-related securities on its books of $3 billion, more than $5 billion is expected just from 2 weeks ago. And a report from National Association of Realtors showed that sales of existing homes in September fell twice as much as economists had expected, to their lowest level in nearly 10 years. Yeah, and just that month drop was the biggest in history. Look at this one. You just want to warn these girls. You just want to be able to physically walk up to each one of these little doorways and knock on it and talk to these parents. Schoolgirls to get cancer jab. And as cancer spreads, as more and more people get it, people get scared. And the government says, oh, problem, reaction, solution. Problem they've helped exacerbate and accelerate. Some cancer is natural. Most of it isn't. Oh, we got a shot that'll fix that. And then it's a live cancer virus. Human papilloma vaccine only covers 6 of more than 300 strains known to cause cancer. And then they admit it doesn't even protect you from those 6 strains, and that it actually causes you to get a cancer, but all over your body. And dozens and dozens and dozens of people have died in the U.S. since they started taking them a year ago in trials. And it's I know families it's happening to all over, and it just doesn't make the news. The girl takes it. She swells up. Blood comes out of her eyes, her mouth, her ears, her hind end, their armpit, pores dripping blood. They flop around, seethe, have convulsions. And that's only the huge autoimmune response. The activation of the cancer may come that month, may come 10 years from now. But your death has now been assured. But it's all part of the friendliness. They run total African-style depopulation ops on our women. And by the way, I saw it 3 years ago, and now they are moving ahead to do it. They're trying to make it, quote, mandatory in England and the U.S. to force all school children to take another new live virus. That's the new wave that causes brain plaques to form in these uptake areas of endorphins that are released by the glands in the brain. And it actually attacks those neuron connections and severs them with a viral attack. Actual viruses actually eating your brain. You could not make it up. Mainstream news, and they say it's good. The articles all say it's wonderful and good, and you'll never use cocaine or heroin or cigarettes because those areas have been removed. Of course, the endorphins, they admit later in the articles, won't be able to access that, but then they say they have drugs that will hit other receptors and will treat you for it. Actual lobotomies in mass, and many parents are opting in to go ahead and take it and lobotomizing their children in mass, but it's not yet been, quote, mandatory. Even that is a fraud. Of course, it's not mandatory. Even though they have socialized health care, they try to force you to take it. There's no law. Same thing here. And again, this is so off the chart evil, I didn't even put this in Endgame. It's Endgame 2, all that stuff like that in it. And, yeah, live cancer viruses causing huge autoimmune responses and deaths. And tens of thousands of women that take it getting sick. And you'll give your son, your daughter, the injection so they won't be a drug addict, and they're gone. Their poor little brains hit by the virus. I mean, actual virus eating your brain. Again, I'm living in total fruitcake land. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha ho ho hee hee. I mean, we're in a science fiction nightmare. The public's under mind control. They think they don't speak English in England. They can't find continents. They don't know where the U.S. is on a map. And they're being injected with live viruses. I mean, it's just... No, help! Heaven help us, please. I mean, folks, I want to go camping in the Rocky Mountains. I want to go fishing. I want to go deep sea fishing. I want to go do stuff, but I can't. I have to work 7 days a week. I can't control myself. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM 3 hours Saturday for Endgame with Ian Punnett. I'm going to be doing my Sunday show. I'm doing all these other interviews, and I can't stop. I can't stop working. I can't stop fighting. I mean, I have had my life stolen too. I'm mad about this. And I think about all the neocons, people that listen, and they send me emails snickering and laughing, saying I'm crazy. Man, I wish every day I was crazy. It's mainstream news. Oh, God. I mean, they're killing us. People are dying all over the place. I know. Young people. It's just going to get worse and worse, and I'm scared for my family, all the crap they got in the air and the water and everything else. The globalists aren't going to stop. It's just, God help us. Please, God help us. Please at least put a hedge of protection around people that aren't pure evil. I know I'm evil. I know I'm bad, but just please. And then I'm almost embarrassed by how wicked this world is to even ask God to protect me. I mean, is that even what we should ask for? Let these genetic engineer eugenicists do all this to us, and they're not going to. I'm genuinely upset right now, folks. I think about all these little girls, and now they want to give it to boys. Admittedly, it doesn't even protect them. They're not even susceptible to it. But they just, the public doesn't know. They don't know basic up and down. You can tell them the molecule for water, and they think it's toxic waste and say ban it. They know nothing. They're wide open to the slaughter. They're like sheep that don't even have legs, much less, you know, and can't even run from wolves. They're like blind. They're like sheep that have had their eyes ripped out, their ears gouged in, their nose cut off so they can't smell. And yes, I know if you cut your nose off, you can still smell. You know what I mean. And they have no legs. All they can do is feel the wolves tearing their guts out. That's what a wolf goes for first, you know. They like the enjoyment, too, of the animal in pain. So they'll hamstring their back legs and then get them down and kind of maul their neck a bit. And then they have the enjoyment of eating the live guts. They like the blood spraying in their mouth. That's kind of how the New World Order is. They just enjoy it. And I watch you there on the ground, blind, deaf, dumb. They're just ripping your guts out. And you're just loving it. You're going, thank you. Oh, yes. Give me more injections. You only tens of thousands of times we know of radiated and killed American citizens and injected women and everything else. Oh, we love you, government. Give us more injections of live viruses that attack our brains. Oh, I love the government. Oh, I love all of you. I'm so sorry I didn't love you more.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Further along than you even know. It's a lot more serious than you know. They're attacking us, they're killing us, they're hurting us. It's a little more obvious in Asia and Latin America and Africa. But it's happening right here, too. They're carrying out eugenics ops against us. They shoot the troops up over the years with hundreds of shots. The average American child by the age of 4 has had 47 shots. They're talking about making it 75 shots with next year's recommended vaccines by the feds. Then that becomes, quote, law. There is no law. They just have cops that come arrest you if you don't. Just like the federal judge said, you can't come grab people and arrest them with CPS if they don't let you in the house without a warrant. But they go, yes, we can. We got machine guns. We got automatic weapons. And we got cops who are like the general public and think they speak Spanish in England. And who can't find the U.S. on a map. First they brainwash you with a television set. Then they get you neutralized. They dumb you down. Or you're sitting in front of the television in your dirty diapers from the time you can even sit up at 3 months old. 4.5 hours a day is what an adult watches. It's almost 6 hours a day for children. I kept quoting old numbers. I looked them back up. It's almost 6 for young people. Just sitting there with that blinking light flashing in your face programming you. I'm your friend, police. And everybody else in the government and bureaucrats and all of you. And I want you to know we're all under attack. And you better figure that out real fast. And you better go research what I've said and my claims and find out that I'm telling you the truth. And this is serious. We're looking down the barrel of a gun here. They've done all these horrible things to us over and over and over again. They've proven they do it. From staging terror attacks to chemical and biological and radiological testing on us, lethal testing. I mean on children, on families, on highways, on trains. They did it to create a giant infrastructure of scientists and military people who will follow orders for when they do it for real. You know, the Sunshine Project discovered for Congress 5 years ago, 6 years ago, a plan with every major city with hangars with helicopters waiting with knockout gas to knock out whole cities. That's your federal government. They got pre-positioned. Now they're putting up barriers where you can't cross the highway, where you can't turn around, where they can lock them down and control everything. Everything's building a prison grid, a control grid. It doesn't have to happen. These people are more sinister and powerful than Hitler. They are more focused and professional than Stalin. They funded both those guys. They are literally out of the pit of hell. And the sooner you figure that out, the better. By the way, Sunshine Project discovered they had knockout gas, which they admitted would cause huge fires and wrecks and shutdowns and cities would just tow, but they got them ready. Major cities have dozens of helicopters folded up and ready with the knockout gas. Smaller cities, single helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft as well. Wind patterns have all been tested per time of year. GPS loaded. This has been over a decade. They discovered it 5 years ago. You better believe they've got lethal gas. You better believe they're ready to spray us like cockroaches, snap their fingers just like that.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.